On his inauguration day, President Biden issued an executive order that could spell the end of women's athletics. The order directs federal agencies to interpret existing anti-discrimination law in a manner that removes the protection Title IX of the U.S. Education Code affords to women participating in competitive sports. The issue is festering in certain states, notably Connecticut, where four accomplished female athletes have repeatedly been losing track meets to biological males who identify as females. They have filed suit in federal court against the Connecticut Interscholastic Athletic Conference and five boards of education across the state. The president's nominee for Secretary of Education is Miguel Cardona, whose latest job was as Commissioner of Education in, guess what state? Connecticut. In Mr. Cardona's confirmation hearing, Kentucky Senator Rand Paul brought up the demoralizing impact Connecticut's policies are having on girls competing in high school track. Senator Paul wondered, "What planet are you from? I mean, to think it's okay that boys would compete with girls in a track meet and that somehow would be fair." A few states have introduced legislation that would bar transgender females from women's sports. Only one has passed. Idaho's Fairness in Women's Sports Act was signed last March. In August, a federal judge blocked the law. It's headed to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. The challenge to the Idaho law is on behalf of a Boise State University student, a transgender girl, who sought to try out for the cross-country and track teams. She expressed relief when the law was blocked, declaring, "I'm a girl, and the right team for me is the girls' team." Tell that to Madison Kenyon, an Idaho State University runner, who along with her teammates must constantly compete against transgender females, i.e. biological males. She supported this law and recently signed onto a lawsuit against the Biden administration. Female athletes, her lawyer told Fox News, don't matter to this administration. For Point of View, I'm Penna Dexter.